that Q&A, and I don't think I ever heard one Ronda Rousey reference in, what, 40 minutes?
I know, crazy, right? That's because that's all the hometown love. Everybody just loves me here in the Seattle area, so that's right. Cool.
So there was one thing I wanted to follow up on. You said you were going to train with judo, I guess an Olympic judo practitioner. Who is that?
Lucia Decasse, I hope I'm saying her name right. I don't know how to pronounce it. She's French. She's from France. So I've been in touch with her and hoping that we can work something out.
How'd you get connected with her?
You know, I was just looking people up, like, you know, to see who's the best, who's better than Ronda at judo, you know. So that's basically my mission, to find people that are better than her and train with them for this training camp.
Do you think she's going to come on?
Do I think so? I do. I do think she will. Mm-hmm.
What do you think that's going to add to your... to your arsenal? I mean, is it purely about defending better, or is it about maybe initiating things?
I mean,
when you guys get to the ground?
The thing about MMA is, like, I don't just love it, you know, to just try to win. I mean, although obviously I want to win, but the reason that I fell in love with the sport, because there's always something more to learn, something new to learn. So I'm really looking forward to actually learning just some of the art. And obviously, you know, another big part of it would be to understand judo from a judo person's perspective. And I just think that was kind of the missing link before, and so that's what I'm going to try to implement in this training camp.
Misha, what was your experience like doing the Ultimate Fighter?
You know, it was a lot harder than I thought it was going to be. You know, dealing with Ronda every single day obviously wasn't a cakewalk. And then, you know, getting so emotionally invested in the fighters, I actually just saw the preview for the first time, and it looks pretty intense. So, I mean, that's just what it was. It was pretty intense, and it was a long 6 weeks of training every day and you know, dealing with another person that you just don't like. Typical girl stuff.
Was it just a once-in-a-lifetime experience? Would you not want to do it again?
No, I don't think I would want to do it again. You know, it was very challenging, and I'm really glad that I got to do it, and I learned a lot. But like I said, it was just way tougher. I mean, you get so emotionally invested in your team, too, and those fighters and stuff, and you take their wins and losses like they're yours. And it's just really challenging in every single way, you know, the training. And then it was mostly emotional and mental. It was so challenging, like, and just having to deal with her every single day. But I'm glad that that happened, because it really strengthened me and helped me to, like, not let her get inside my head, you know, like she did the first time. She really emotionally challenged me and mentally, and then she won that. You know, she definitely got in my head, and I was too emotional going into the fight. But after being around it for 6 weeks, eventually it was just like, all right, get out of here. Like, you know, I'm tired of your crap.
You said you two are going to come off like crazy people. And obviously, you know, he's in the editing room. He's privy to stuff behind the curtain. But do you think that's true? Do you think you guys are going to come off like crazy
people? No, I think we're going to come off like normal women, like how they would exactly be when they don't like each other. It's very natural. It's just what you would expect, like, you know, two women that can't stand each other, that are very competitive, like, you just want to strangle each other, you know? I mean, I think that's pretty typical.
Is there anything specific as far as that got under your skin,
I don't think I can get into specifics, you know, but I mean, it's nothing new. It's the same thing that it's been. It's just that we had to do it for 6 weeks, you know, and it builds and builds and builds. So, I mean, it's exactly what you think it's going to be.
She seems like a popular champion. Why do you have a different view of her? Or do you think that she's not a popular champion?
Oh, no, I do. I think she's really popular. And I think part of it was coming into MMA is, like, she took a big risk in being so bold. You know, no woman before her had been so vocal and so outspoken about things. And, you know, it could have led to her demise, you know, but it didn't. You know, it's just a risk that she took, and it paid off. And I think people enjoy that. You know, she adds fuel to the fire, so to speak. And, you know, that's really it. And the only reason I don't like her personally is because she's always been so disrespectful to me. I mean, it would be like if you put yourself in my shoes. I'm the champion. I've never heard of this Ronda Rousey girl. And all of a sudden I see an interview with her, and she says, "Oh, I'm going to drop to 135 and I'm going to slap that title out of her hands." And it just went from there. And that was the tone that I got from her from the very beginning, because I was the champion at the time. And it's hard to like someone who just comes at you and is so disrespectful and so aggressive. So I think if anyone were me, you know, they would have felt a little bit offended. And then obviously I lost her, so I was a little bitter about that. But I moved on since, and, you know, I am happy for what she's been able to do for women's MMA. And, you know, I don't think we would be where we're at if it wasn't for her, so I do appreciate that. But I'm never gonna be happy around someone who's constantly disrespectful and constantly just, like, on me and my loved ones, and just, you know, just the way Ronda is. You know, she's just very out there. So,
speaking of your loved ones, she attacked Brian Carewood pretty early in this whole
yeah,
process. How was that dynamic on set?
You know, he did a really good job just not even feeding into it. You know, for a guy, it's a lose-lose. If he says anything to her, you know what I mean, then he's the bad guy. And she just kind of, there wasn't a whole lot of interaction between the two of them, actually, you know. I made sure of that, so.
It's a little bit down the road, but by the time you and Ronda get around to your rematch, you're going to be on the same card as Anderson Silva, Chris Weidman rematch. It looks like it's going to be one of the biggest events in UFC history. What are your thoughts just on being part of that card?
So cool, you know. I definitely think that we had the ability to carry the weight of the main event,
sure,
like no problem, but I do think that the fans are in for a real treat with a really stacked card like that. So. Mm-hmm.
Anything else? Thanks, Misha.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.